Good morning, Bridge. Good morning, Bridge family. The Bridge is a, during this coronavirus time, it is an online ministry of St. Paul's in Muskego. We're glad you're with us today. Glad you could join us for worship. And we're especially happy to have you with us on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are with us this morning or down the road of this week. A little belated Happy Mother's Day to you, to all moms, grandmas, great-grandmas. A shout out to the new moms right now, and also to those who for the first time have mom in heaven with Jesus and they're remembering mom today. Welcome to worship. Welcome to the Bridge at St. Paul's. And our Happy Mother's Day slide for you to glance at quickly as we move on to announcements we need to make before we get into worship. If you need, would like to connect with us for help of any kind, please contact Sally Wallner. Information on... Okay, we'll go right, sorry about that, right to Sally on the screen. Feel free to reach out to her if there's any needs that you have, or if it's on your heart to help others, feel free to reach out to her as well and say, hey, Sally, sign me up to help people in this life during this time of struggle for our world. And as we do that, keep in mind that through the course of this pandemic, St. Paul's has been helping out the Muskego Food Pantry with a food drive. We did it a couple weeks ago. We're doing it again next week for the last time on May 17th between 1 and 4. So feel free to come on through. We'll get directions out online, but have you drive through our campus between 1 and 4 and drop off some non-perishable food items that can go to the food pantry to help people in need. As you have prayer requests, even just for yourself during this time of stress and struggle or for just general things in life, feel free also to reach out to us at stpaulmuskego.org/contact-us. In need of counseling, you can contact any of our pastors, but Pastor Bonach and I would welcome your request to sit down through a Zoom Bible study or just a phone call and say, how does God speak into our lives today? And if also to reach out to Pastor Pete or Pastor Keel for any needs that you may have, again, all the information is on the screen there. Call the church and school office, and you'll get our voicemail, which goes directly to our email as an audio attachment as well. You can connect with us each and every day, as many of you have been doing through the daily video devotions that Pastor Pete's been offering. Many of you have read through some amazing portions of Scripture in the last weeks, and you can continue to do so through those daily devotions with Pastor Pete as he just kind of cracks open Scripture and gives you some thoughts about what you'll read that day. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram. Just look for us on the web. You will find us and can connect with us. Also, please remember during this time when we're not meeting in person that the offerings of God's people continue to fuel this ministry for our God, the sharing of the good news of Jesus as our Savior from sin, not only with God's people here at the Bridge and at St. Paul's and in our community, but actually with our world, with the reach. So feel free to go out to stpaulsmuskego.org/give. Instructions there how to give a one-time or recurring offering or to text an offering. And the old-fashioned way, the mail person still comes to my house and to church every day, so pop an offering into the mail if you would like and send it the good old-fashioned way as well. Also, connect with us from week to week. We have our taped traditional worship that's available right now online, and then the Bridge Live, which you are at right now, if it is about 10:13 on a Sunday morning. So blessings as you join us from week to week. Mike Westendorf is leading our worship band today. You'll see a little bit of a different venue that Mike will talk about, and you'll see it immediately as we start. Pastor Pete is our message bringer this morning, and he'll give us a little change up as well by how he presents his message today. Under the theme, if, then. If Jesus has risen, if Jesus is alive, then it changes how we live. And today it gives us eternal purpose. And he will speak to us about how the menial tasks of life have eternal purpose and significance in the eyes of our Savior God as we serve people here in this world. And I believe he's going to wrap some things about mom into this message as well. So sit tight and wait for Pastor Pete and the message from God today. With those thoughts, let us dive right into our opening worship.
Give my life, living sacrifice. Good morning, Bridge. Good to have you guys with us here today from our living room to your living room as we've been talking about how can we make it easier for people to be able to sing along. We thought, you know, let's if everybody's in a living room, let's bring it down just a little bit. So Matt's over here on the cajon kit, we like to call it, and just kind of kicking back and just being able to relax with you guys and to be able to sing with you. You know that video, Moms, we chose it intentionally because it is different. It's a different kind of a Mother's Day, and it brings out a lot of different things. And I was thinking about the songs that we would choose today and Jen today, and thought, okay, there's a song that I would love for Jen to be able to sing. And we were talking a little bit beforehand, and just maybe share a little bit of your mom heart to start our time.
You know, I think as moms, even in normal times, we tend to just feel overwhelmed by all that we have to carry, our jobs, the kids, worrying about the house. And I think especially during these times, they're different times, and I personally have felt really overwhelmed at times. And this song just was really refreshing to me to know that God is my anchor. And so even if it's just for these next 4 minutes, moms, just like sit back and just know God's got you, and he's going to be your anchor through all this.
Amen. It's because we haven't sung this one before, we'll teach you the refrain so you can sing and join in. My anchor. My anchor forever. My shelter within the storm. You're my deliverer. You never falter. You're the rock I stand on.
Hold on to me.
Man, and for those of you who are following along, too, on Facebook Live and can interact with us, Sally is online with us today, too. And so if you'd like to be able to just give a shout-out or if this is something that moves you, just give a shout-out amen on Facebook. We see it, and it actually really does help make it feel like an us when we have an opportunity to be able to say, yes, Lord, so shall that be. As we prepare to sing our next song, God of Calvary, we just offer this. That we come back to the cross, why do we keep coming back to it? God paid the payment for our sin debt to set us free once and for all time for all people, from the past to the present to the future. All sin has been paid for, and yet we work and we live in the present. And we're aware of the way that sin affects us. And even though God has paid for all of those things, we come before him because he invites us. It says, come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sometimes the burdens that we bring and that we carry are confessional in nature. It's not the pandemic. It's not the sickness around. It's not the chores. It's actually the sin that's in my heart. The things that I've said, the things that I've done, the things that I've thought, the places that I've gone. I know what the Ten Commandments say. I know what it means to love the Lord. God has explained that to us in the Bible. If you love me, you'll obey my commands. Why? Because the boundary lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. Walk in them, and I don't. So I just offer together a prayer. If you just pray with me, we come before the throne, before the cross, to be able to put those sins down. And so, Lord God, Heavenly Father, you invite us. You said, come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and that you'd give us rest. Well, Father, I have to confess that I've been places in my thoughts and in my words and in my actions. By my very nature, I want to do things my way. I'm self-centered. And my selfishness, you call that evil. In fact, you said that the wages of your self-centeredness will bring death, and you'll see it. And Lord, there's places and spaces and times where I've seen it in my life, and I've seen it in the lives of other people that I care about, and I've seen it in the lives of people who don't know you. So, Father, I come to you with confidence because you made me your child through Jesus, and I say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for the things I've said to my family, the thoughts that I've carried with me in private, the actions that I wish I could take back. Lord, I put all of those things, but it's not only the things that I've done, the things that I've also forgotten to do, the things that I've omitted. So, Father, forgive me for those times where I was supposed to act and I didn't. Times I didn't even see it. Lord God, I put those at the foot of the cross, and I ask you to have mercy on me. We'll just take a moment to make that your own confession. The song we sing is a song of remembrance that God has forgiven our sins by the cross that we brought onto the stage here today to remind us all that your sin debt is paid. And so hear the words from a Christian who's been empowered with the ministry of the keys to unlock and to forgive, that in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. And in your own household and in your own family, forgive. And give that forgiveness that God has given to all of us. In Jesus' name, you are forgiven. And it's a song of celebration we sing, the God of Calvary. I'll have the lyrics to the refrain, Pastor Nate, if we can bring those up, so that if you are new to the bridge and have never perhaps sung this song, and we've sung this many times, but if this is new to you, let me sing the refrain so you can join in with a full heart. By his wounds I am set free. By his blood I've been redeemed. The grace of God. Where'd our lyrics go? Oh, praise the God of Calvary. You'll see him on the lyrics. We'll go through it. You'll see it. Now you kind of know how it at least sounds like. On the the hill.
On the hill of Calvary, the light of all the world, with the world on his shoulders, the weight of all our shame on him who knew no sin. A holy surrender, the sky went dark, the angels wept, the Father looked away. The final breath, he bowed his head, the Lamb of God was slain. By his wounds I am set free, by his blood I've been redeemed. The great divide he crossed for me, oh praise the God of Calvary. On the hill of Calvary, into the Father's hand, a holy surrender, a borrowed tomb, his mother wept, there his body lay. But the stone was moved, he conquered death, rose up from the grave. By his wounds I am set free, by his blood I've been redeemed. The great divide he crossed for me, oh praise the God of Calvary. If I will never, never lose sight of your grace, the cross is all I need to see. Oh, praise the God of Calvary. And if I never, we sing it. And if I never, never lose sight of this place, then I will never, never lose sight of. Is all I need to see. Oh, praise the God of Calvary. It's by your wounds I am set free, by your blood I've been redeemed. The great divide you crossed for me, oh praise the God of Calvary. The cross is all I need to see, oh praise the God of Calvary.
Thank you.
Good morning, Bridge, and a happy Mother's Day, everybody. It's great to have you with us today. To help celebrate Mother's Day with us today, I asked Rhonda and Jennifer to stay up here just to see if maybe, how many children do you have?
Six.
And how many children do you have, Jennifer?
Three.
So you probably didn't change too many diapers in your day, right? No. And when you changed all of those diapers, those thousands and thousands of diapers, I am sure that you were thinking, thank you, Lord, for giving me this priestly function, right? No? See, my message this week, my working title was My Mother, the Priest, but I thought that was a little provocative. But what we're talking really about is that everything that we do as Christians is part of our priestly function. And so today I just want to celebrate with both of you and all the moms out there that you truly are carrying out priestly functions when you do the everyday mundane tasks of life. And that's based on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. I'd like to read that with you right now. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. The Apostle Peter writes, as you come to him, to Jesus, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Now, one of the blessings of being able to worship online like this is we can instantaneously take you someplace else. So, one of the beauties of this text is it is illustrated so well in our sanctuary. So I'd like us to go to the sanctuary where we recorded our traditional service and share just a little bit with you through the message, little sections, so that you can appreciate what this lesson is really all about. We begin with the whole idea that Jesus is our precious, chosen cornerstone.
You see, when I think about that, I think about the marble here at the front of the church. It was chosen for this purpose. It is precious. It cost a lot. It is perfect. You put your hand on it and it's just as smooth as could be. It was chosen for this very purpose. And it reminds me of our Savior, that he is the chosen, precious cornerstone, the one that God the Father had chosen before the creation of the world to be your Savior and mine.
So there's this marvelous picture in the church of the stone that is the foundation of our faith, that perfect, precious cornerstone. But there is a part of that text that is troubling. And I brought along a wine glass to just illustrate that. Now, do you suppose that if I took this wine glass up to church and I held it over the marble stone, that precious chosen marble stone, and I dropped this wine glass on the cornerstone or on that stone, do you think it would break? I think it would, right? Do you think that the person who made this glass made it for the express purpose of me going up to church and dropping it on the marble stone? I doubt it. Now, the reason why I talk about this is there's this little phrase in the Apostle Peter's letter. He says that people are destined to be stumbling over this cornerstone. He quotes a couple of passages from the Old Testament that foretell that people will not put their faith on that chosen precious cornerstone. And then he says they're destined to stumble. And that's frightening. But he doesn't say that they are predestined, that God decided in advance that they would stumble on that chosen precious cornerstone. No, what it says is God knew in advance, God promised that anybody who misuses that cornerstone will be crushed by it. Anybody who rejects him will be crushed by it. They were destined for it, but not predestined. In contrast to you and me. If you believe that Jesus is that precious cornerstone that God has laid out as the foundation of our faith, you believe it because God did predestine you. He chose you in advance to be his own. And there's something else in our sanctuary that really beautifully illustrates that. In fact, to me, it is the most significant part of the architecture of our church. I'd like to go back to the church and share with you that portion of the message.
Here, I'd like to take you back behind the altar, because this is one of the most significant parts of our sanctuary, that these stones were chosen. They were selected out of the field stone in our members' fields, and they were placed into this church. So the Apostle Peter says that we have been built into a spiritual house. Jesus is the cornerstone, and then he built living stones on that cornerstone. And as I think about it, the first layer would be the apostles, and the second layer would be the early church fathers, and so on. And we're probably somewhere way up there. And each one of these stones, Peter calls them living stones, because you and I get life from Jesus, the living stone. And each one of these stones is different. They are not perfect stones. What a beautiful picture for us. But they were chosen. Chosen by God's grace. Remember, the Apostle Peter began this letter. Take a look at the first chapter where he says that we have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. That God, before the creation of the world, chose each one of us, imperfect individuals, to be part of his spiritual house. We too are living stones, chosen and precious to God. And just like these stones have a permanent place in this building, so too you and I have a permanent place in God's house. This is where we get to live. Because again, the Apostle Peter in the first chapter said that we are kept by the power of our God.
This is where we get to live. Under the cross, as priests. You see, the Apostle Peter says that we who believe in the New Testament are built into this spiritual house, into God's temple. And as priests, this is where we get to live, right here in God's house. And so I'm kind of glad that we made it more of a living room so that I can just kind of stretch out and relax, because this is where I want to live. I have perfect access to my God through the cross. It's great. But Peter says that as priests, we have work to do. You see, priests had direct access to God in the Old Testament, but they didn't just sit and relax in the temple. The work that they had to do was to bring sacrifices. And the Apostle Peter says that we too have the call to bring sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices. Let me read that section of 1 Peter to you again. He wrote, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So, what are the sacrifices, these spiritual sacrifices, that God calls upon us to offer to Him? Well, I'd like to go back to the church and use the altar to help us understand what our spiritual sacrifices are.
I was louder in person. Offer up to God. Now, I'd like to use Proverbs 31 to just remind us of some of those marvelous sacrifices. You see, Proverbs chapter 31, the first verse says, "These are the sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him." So we don't know who King Lemuel is, but here mom is saying, "Son, I want you to understand what a wonderful, God-fearing woman is like." And then in verse 10, she begins, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, and she lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands." Well, today, during the pandemic, I think you'd probably be looking more for cotton to make some masks. "She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants." So she puts the food on the table day after day. "She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard." So, in addition to everything else, she's got work to do. "She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for tasks." So she isn't afraid to get out the cleaning utensils and make sure the house is clean. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night, so she goes out shopping, right? In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle in her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. She's willing to be generous to others. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. So her kids have clothes to wear. And just a little bit of plug for my person who is video recording this. This is Mike's t-shirt that he gave me. Everything for good. It says, her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes fine garments and sells them and supplies the servants, the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, making sure that diapers are changed and toys are picked up, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Kids have someplace to go. She also drives them someplace. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, when he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you suppress them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Now, I know that there are many Christian women who really do not like Proverbs 31. And that's because they are caught, as I am so often caught, in the darkness of comparison. You see, the spiritual sacrifices that we offer to God, it really is everything that we do. But we tend to look at all that we do and compare it with others. You know, somebody else does it better than me. And so you read Proverbs 31, you see what other people do, and you feel bad because you don't measure up. All the sacrifices that you offer are not acceptable in your sight. But you may have noticed I brought the processional cross from the church over here. This is a reminder to you of what makes our offerings acceptable to God. There is this passage that I read to you just before, and I want to read it again, and I would ask you to read it over and over again, because this is the key passage that can rescue you from the darkness of comparison to help you appreciate that all that you do has infinite value and infinite worth because it is acceptable. Not necessarily in your eyes, because you're not the judge. They are acceptable, pleasing to our God. Read with me again 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, if it is true
that Jesus has risen from the grave. And the Apostle Peter, who wrote this letter, testified to that truth through his death. He was not willing to give up the fact that he had seen the Savior dead and alive again. If it is true that Jesus has risen from the grave, then everything that you do is acceptable to our Father in heaven, is pleasing to him, because he looks at them through the cross, through Jesus. Whatever is not perfect is forgiven. And if our Father in heaven looks at all that we do and he is well pleased with them, then that makes everything that we do, even the mundane tasks that you have done 1,000 times, it makes that a priestly function of infinite worth, because it's acceptable and pleasing as part of your worship to your Father in heaven. You see, I laid out all of these things on the altar at church to remind us that our offerings are not just the church stuff we do. It's everything that we do out of faith in the God who died and rose again. And when you and I know this, as priests, we have something to share. You see, if as I read over Proverbs 31, and you women out there especially, you know, you hear it and you go, I don't measure up to that woman. You know, you're in the darkness of comparison, and we all fall into that. If we understand that we have been called out of this darkness of comparison into the marvelous light of the risen Savior, then you and I have a story to tell, because every person you interact with, if they're not living right at that moment in the darkness of comparison, I guarantee you they have lived in that darkness, and they will fall into that darkness again. And so the Apostle Peter reminds us as priests that not only do we have this priestly function of offering everything that we do as a sacrifice that is acceptable to God, but we also have the priestly function of going out to the world and pronouncing a blessing. The blessing that we use to close the worship service is called the Aaronic blessing, the blessing that the high priest Aaron was to pronounce on the people. You and I get to go out into the world as priests and pronounce a blessing. So that's how Peter ends this section. He reminds us who we are and reminds us that we have this marvelous privilege of proclaiming that we have been called out of the darkness, and we want to invite others to join us on this journey from darkness into the light of forgiveness and life. Let me read that section to you again. It's verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people. Now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. If Jesus has risen from the grave, then everything that we do has infinite purpose and meaning. Infinite purpose and meaning as we offer it up to our Father in heaven. An infinite purpose and meaning as God uses that to declare His praises to the people around us. You know, one of the blessings of being a part of God's church is to remember that we are not the only ones who are built into the spiritual house. That over the centuries, God has built His church on the solid foundation stone of Christ, that precious and cornerstone. And I'd like to close today by reminding ourselves of that connection. Going back and joining with the Christians who gathered in a city called Nicaea, right outside of Constantinople. It was a gathering of Christians in 325 to confess the truth of what makes Jesus the perfect, precious cornerstone upon which we can build our faith, upon which Christ builds His church. He is true God. We're going to confess that He is God from God and light from light. God the Father, God the Son comes from God the Father. God the Son is the light who comes from God the Father, the light. And that this one who is absolutely, completely God with the Father and the Holy Spirit became a human being. And that's what makes Him the perfect cornerstone. Precious to our Father, precious to us, precious to Christians who built their faith on Him. And we join with them across the centuries and make this confession. Please join with me. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And we pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for revealing Yourself to us. Thank You for Your incredible mercy in choosing us to be a part of Your church that will last into eternity. Thank You for promising that we are kept by Your power. And especially during the disruptions that we're experiencing right now and the way that it's so easy to slip into despair, Lord, work powerfully in us, cement us into your church. Lord, I confess that I'm struggling because I don't know if I'm doing the right things and doing enough. And I don't think I'm alone. That's why I shared it here in front of my brothers and sisters. Help me remember that my sacrifices are acceptable to you. Not because everything's just right. Because God looks at everything that I do through Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would use each one of us to be a light to the people around us, to reassure them that, yes, Father, you are in control, that you've got this, and that as they struggle to serve you, that they too are acceptable through Jesus Christ in everything that they do. We ask that you would watch over and protect those who are sick right now. Some of our loved ones are battling COVID-19. We ask that you would grant them rescue and safety. We pray that you would comfort them with your presence and know that you will never leave them or forsake them. And we ask, Lord, that you would watch over those who are serving us in the health field and in so many other areas where they're going out into dangerous places because of this virus, that you would watch over and protect them too. Finally, Lord, we just thank you for the priestly service that our moms have given to us. Help them remember that even though they see all the holes in their motherhood, that you look at everything they have done through the blood of your Son. And their service and our service to you is absolutely acceptable. Thank you, Lord, for their priestly service to you and to us. And Lord, we join together in the prayer that our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
In the spirit of that, we share as our kind of our message song. We have Pastor Nate we want to be able to bring back out, and we'll have one more closing song after this one. But many of you have sung this song with us before, just to remember who you are. We'll sing the refrain. If this is new to you, you can sing it home with us. Here we go.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free.
I'm a child.
celebrate.
Yes, he died for me, who the Son sets free. Oh, he's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
What a treat to be able to come into your home and share God's love with you. It's been an honor for all of us to serve you. And now receive the benediction of our Savior. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for being a part of our worship on this Mother's Day, on this day when Pastor Pete reminded us that if Jesus lives, well, then everything's changed, and we are living stones in the household of our God, in the house of our God, and that all that we do has eternal purpose, and that there are no menial tasks, but everything is done to the glory of God and in service to our brother and sister in faith. If you've enjoyed the songs of our band today, hang around for one more. All the People Said Amen by Matt Maher is coming on the heels of worship today. Again, if you would be in need of assistance, or if your heart is filled with the desire to assist others and serve them, reach out to Sally Waldner through the website. Also know that a week from today, again, St. Paul's will be helping out the Muskego Food Pantry with a food drive from 1 until 4. So swing through at proper social distancing in your car, drop off some non-perishables, and help us love the people of God. For prayer requests and to contact us, again, visit stpaulmuskego.org, email us online. We'd be happy to reach out to you. In need of counseling, reach out to any of the pastors, but Pastor Bonach and I would love to hear from you and take you into God's Word. Again, remember that if you are of a mindset to support the ministry of St. Paul's and the Bridge, go to our website at stpaulsmuskego.org/give, and all the information is there for you to give online or to give the old-fashioned way with a 50-cent stamp sent through the U.S. mail. Remember to join us again next weekend for recorded traditional worship, usually by 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and also the Bridge live online, as hopefully you've been with us today. With those thoughts, let us move into our closing song, and may God be with you, the people of God. May you live and breathe for Him today and always in the name of Jesus.
So we're going to finish our time. Our sending song for you guys is the idea of amen. So shall it be. That's what amen means. Love to sing this song. I have you guys clap along a little bit. If you guys are even at home with the kids burning off a little bit of energy as they sing this song with us too, maybe videotape it, take a picture, and let us see what worship at your house looks like. From our house to yours, God be with you here today. This is All the People Said Amen.
If you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only. We are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. Yes, we do. All you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Love never ends, and all the people said amen.
If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter, weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall, and He still loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the pure in heart. Blessed are the people longing for another star, for theirs is the kingdom of God. At home we sing it. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. And we will see you guys again here live stream next week. God be with you guys.